ervaring. Service safe.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
And it turned out that nobody knew it. And I was getting really freaked about that. That's when I first started saying, they don't know. Nobody really knows. This whole thing is a big sham.
Mullis pointed out how the CDC was losing money and how the HIV/AIDS connection brought their profits back in the black. And how the men at the highest levels were all in on it. Kerry Mullis knew these men were dangerous.
They don't want people like me walking up and asking them those kind of questions. And they're willing to, like, go to great lengths to prevent that. They're out on a limb. I wouldn't want to be there with them.
But he was still outspoken. When ABC's Nightline approached him about doing a documentary on his work, Mullis convinced them to cover the HIV debate after nearly a decade of ignoring it. In a 1994 interview with Celia Farber for Spin magazine, Kerry Mullis expressed how he really wanted to expose Anthony Fauci and Robert Gallo. He said that he'd be willing to chase the little bastard from his car to his office, a Nobel Prize winner trying to ask a simple question from those who spent $22 billion and killed 100,000 people. It has to be on TV. I'm not unwilling to do something like that. Unfortunately, not many people were listening back then. And on August 7th, 2019, just about 3 months before the first utterance of COVID-19, Kerry Mullis, age 74, a Nobel Prize winner, inventor of the PCR test, a man who was once willing and eager to expose Anthony Fauci, quietly died of pneumonia. The timing of it all is mysterious to many of us.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the episode number 146 of Woke Societies. This is your boy here, Scott, host and creator of the live stream / podcast Woke Societies. Great to have everyone in over on DLive, on Odyssey, on Rumble, on Twitch, and of course, my favorite fam on the entire internet, thefoxhole.app. And happy birthday to Foxhole. And again, huge shout out to the Mats and the entire team behind this platform. Man, I cannot believe it was a year. That show, little show that happened yesterday was pretty cool. Had a bunch of the content creators on Foxhole getting together and just celebrating this amazing platform. I love it. I absolutely love it. Welcome in, guys. Great to have you all here. We have a fire, absolutely fire show. I am so excited to do this. So much news broke. And I can't even tell you guys, all the people that are on my locals chat, what did I say last night? This is going to be the year of revelations as far as things being revealed. Will it change anything? That's going to be the key to all this. That's the question, everything. But at least if we can get any kind of transparency into everything that's going on in this world, COVID-19, man, did we get it last night? We're going to break down the Project Veritas video and documents into a fine sand, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Thank you guys for pouring in the gold pills already on the Foxhole and everywhere else. Guys, we have no time to waste. I was a little bit late to the start today. I almost died today. Almost killed somebody in a car accident. Would not have been my fault. Thank God I'm okay. That was something entirely different. But just wanted to throw that in there. Thank you, guys. I'm going to get right into the ad spot here for Breakthrough M2Lula the Wellness. We don't have a second to waste because we have a lot to go over. Not just with Project Veritas, but also something crazy that happened with Joe Biden and Stacey Abrams today. And a whole bunch of other stuff, guys. I hope you're ready for a fire show to start out this week. It's only January 11th. It's only getting crazier. My goodness gracious. But let's hear a word from Mama Woke. Here we go.
Hey, Woke Society members. I'm Nan Jenkins, a.k.a. Scott's mom. First, thank you for listening to Scott's podcast and supporting him and his beautiful family. I'm very proud of what he does and the risks he has taken to speak truth and stand up for the American way. With all that being said, my weight loss company, Breakthrough M2, is one of his very proud sponsors. The weight loss industry has a lot of fake news, but Breakthrough M2 brings real results in record time using great supplements and real food. This helps you establish lasting healthy habits. Quite a few fellow Woke members have lost weight with us and are doing great. In fact, one of them won our weight loss contest. So please visit BreakthroughM2.com for more information and learn about my exclusive weight loss supplements. You can see people's results and learn how to get started. For Woke members only, and as a thank you for supporting Scott, you'll receive $22 off of your order at checkout if you use the promo code LGB2022. I'm Scott's mom signing off, and remember, at Breakthrough M2, we love seeing less of you. And P.S., if you like my t-shirt, visit fakemaskworld.com.
All right, guys, you heard the woman. Use code LGB2022 when you go and check out with Breakthrough M2Lula the Wellness. This is a diet program that you've never done. I can promise you, I've been on it myself. I've lost weight. It melts off you like butter. This diet is intense. It's not for the faint of heart, but I can promise you, if you stick to it and you go through the process, you'll have the weight falling off of you like nobody's business. My mom has owned this company for a very long time. It's well established. It's proven. There's a bunch of people in the chats right now that have done this diet. It works, and they have lost weight and have changed their lives. Guys, go use that code LGB2022 at checkout. Get $22 off. And support my sponsors, because it's not just supporting their business, it's supporting this business as well on this channel. And without you guys, we cannot do this on a full-time basis. Welcome in to everybody over on Twitch there. I see there's some new people, Maggie. Great to have you. And there's some new people over here on the Foxhole. What a show you guys picked to ever watch Woke Society's. Been doing this for a while, and I can promise you guys are going to enjoy it. First, before we get into the main event, let's get into the news blitz, shall we? We have a lot to cover. And first thing I want to cover here is not all cops are bad, and I want to show you this crazy clip just to start off the show here. This is an 18-second clip. There was a pilot out in Los Angeles that crashed his plane right into the middle of a railway, and not just before the cops saved them. There was a train coming, and it came and crashed into the crashed plane. Here's a video of the officer saving this man and pulling him out just before he died. Fam, I just want to, while this is going on here, I just want to, because there are some bad cops out there, but for the majority, I do believe most cops are just out there, good people doing their jobs, and they pulled this man out just in time, as you can see, and this train. This would have been if I was driving my truck today, this would have been the woman I almost would have killed today in the intersection, but my God, there are always people like good cops out there to save us, and sometimes God's intervention comes in and saves you, and you just have to be thankful and not take any day for granted. And if you got loved ones, fam, give them a hug and let them know that you love them. And here we have from the Twitter, NRCC, another one, Representative Pearl Mutter has called it quits. That makes 26 House Democrats who have made the smart decision to retire. Who will be next? And it's not just the House Democrats as well, ladies and gentlemen. It's also the Rhino Republicans, because they know they are not going to survive the primaries, and it's only going to be a bloodbath coming into this new year and coming into November. This makes 26 You think the Democrats are freaking out a little bit? You're going to see exactly what I'm talking about after we get into the Stacey Abrams and Joe Biden and what happened with them today. It's not looking good, and more action to prove that we are hopefully going to prevail and take back the House and Senate. And if you guys didn't hear this, Bob Saget died. He was found in a hotel. Medical examiner reveals autopsy results and death of Bob Saget. And interesting enough, fam, what's really weird, I want to show you this before we get into that. Hulk Hogan was out on Facebook, and he put out a little comment talking about Betty White. He says, 100%, Betty and Sydney were also jabbed. They're dropping like flies, but they'll never say it. We all keep saying, anyone that's dying now of any kind of heart condition, we go right into it. Did they get the booster? Did they get the jabs? And I find it interesting that Hulk Hogan is suggesting that Betty White died because she was vaccinated. But the interesting thing about Bob Saget here is from the Daily Mail. Cops suggest Bob Saget suffered a heart attack or stroke in an Orlando hotel, but officials also probe revelation that he recently battled COVID. And it's not just that he recently battled COVID, fam. He also got his booster shot back in December of 13th, I believe. And now we find out the autopsy showing he died of a heart attack or a stroke, which is very predominantly what we're seeing among all these athletes that are dropping. Among anybody who's perfectly healthy, it's messing up their blood. They're getting heart attacks. And on top of it, they're also getting strokes. Do you think it was of natural causes, or do you think it was because of the booster? Either way, a lot of people, including me included now, after I did some digging on Bob Saget, the dude was a straight-up pedophile, and the booster got him. Good riddance. I hope he goes to hell. And this one you're going to love here, guys, from Breaking News Insider Paper. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she has tested positive for COVID-19. And I'm laughing because these fools, they're all triple jabbed, and they may even be quadruple jabbed in a little bit. But I wanted to show you guys an inside peek of Lori Lightfoot after we found out she had COVID, and this is what she looked like. They just keep getting wider and further and further and further apart. This is how she was found today. Just like this. This is how she was found in her office today, because she just doesn't... It's just... I got jabbed. I took my booster. Why are my eyes on the side of my head by my ears? And Q-Toe says she tested positive for being stupid. She gets the nickname Beetlejuice for a reason, fam, and that's exactly what this thing is. And also, from the Federalist, we have another, this is the last thing finishing up the news blitz today, because we have a lot to cover with Project Veritas. From the Federalist, disgraced FBI number 2 calls for feds to threat mainstream conservatives like domestic terrorists. And that's pretty interesting coming from the man who is calling for this is shitty terrorist, domestic terrorist, we can call him, Andrew McCabe. And as we all know, Andrew McCabe's involvement with Spygate, he's the one calling for the FBI to spy and definitely indeed to keep watching and monitoring. They're saying mainstream conservatives, whether that means anybody, does that mean Tucker Carlson, does that mean channels like ours? I have no idea. But the thing is, he's saying that this is apparently they give talks about, quote, protecting democracy at top-rated institutions of higher learning. Indeed, this last Thursday, the University of Chicago invited former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe, who should be rotting in prison right now. McCabe was fired as the Deputy FBI Director for leaving sensitive information, the dossier, all that stuff. And of course, the University of Chicago nor McCabe acknowledged the irony in him of the talking about the integrity of democracy in America on Thursday evening. In fact, what McCabe said at the university is even more shocking than his invitation to speak in the first place. And he goes into everything, comparing conservatives to Islamic terrorists and so on and so forth. And again, I'm hoping one day, ladies and gentlemen, we may get some justice and accountability to these scumbags, and may they rot in prison and so on and so forth. And that today, ladies and gentlemen, is your News Blitz. My, oh my. What a show, guys, I got for you. I know there was a shorter news blitz in general. I have a lot to cover here, and I don't want to go over time. Thank you to all the new people. First time being here at Woke Societies. It's a fun show. We get into everything. We do deep dives. We cover the daily news. And we got funnies mixed in, memes. You guys get it all on the show. And thank you to all the regulars, my beautiful mods that run this, help me run this channel. Could not do it without you. I absolutely love you guys. And quick shout out, let's get into the donations that you guys have been sending me already over on the Foxhole. Texas Q Patriot with a phone. Thank you so much. Always showing up, dropping me that first donation. And Miss Brandy J with a can. Thank you. 311 fan, 301 gold pills. Thank you, my friend. And Curly Kaylee with a cookie. Appreciate it. Afternoon, Scott. Happy afternoon to you too, Kaylee. Another cookie. Happy Taco. See, you were doing fine till you said Happy Taco Tuesday. Video Demon 204 with a cookie. Much love, fam. My Foxhole birthday today. Lurking and more. Yes. Big, big shout out to Foxhole. Our one year anniversary was yesterday. So much to celebrate and so much to be thankful for. And P-Dot Baggy, 115 gold pills. Whoa, 07 at everyone. And Phantom for Freedom with the shades. She has the ick. She absolutely does. Guys, keep pouring those gold pills on me over on the Foxhole. They are funding this channel on a full-time basis and keeping food in this little man's mouth. And everyone on D-Live, you know what to do with the lemons, Rumble Rants. And, of course, you guys are subscribing on Twitch. And you guys can also send donations to the Cash App. It's all going to the same place. Well, fam, we don't have any time to waste. I don't know which one of my mods dropped this on me in the chat, but in our mod chat, but this is damn funny. I'll see you guys on the other side of the intro. Take a watch.
And cowards.
Thanks for tuning in to the land of the real, but it's like the Twilight Zone, the plan is surreal. It'll blow your mind when the plan is revealed. Bring your thoughts to light, all the plans they conceal. Grab your flashlight, it's time to go down the rabbit hole. It's dark and hell is hot, dealing with satanic souls. The tide is turning, patriots are now in control. Apply aggressive pressure right now until they fold. Stay woke, open up your eyes and keep them peeled. All they do is lie, realize not everything is real. Project looking glass, the future is revealed. Future proves past, but there won't be any deals. Woke Society's fam, you know it's time to go. Grab your popcorn, sit back now, enjoy the show. Severe and non on the mic, so come on, enjoy the flow. The wave is rising and you know it's only gonna grow.
Hi, it's Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary. You sent me some of your questions on Instagram and Snapchat, and I'm here to answer some of them. What's your favorite place in the White House and why? There is a set of stairs that is right outside the entrance to the West Wing. And when you walk up those stairs in the morning, you see not only the White House, but you also see the front door to the West Wing. It's just a reminder to me every morning of how fortunate I am to be here. Do you know if your kids have watched you on TV? I will say that I know my niece has watched me on TV, and she is 5 years old, and when her mom, my sister, told her we were gonna get together and have dinner, that I was excited to see her, her response was, Aunt Jen sees me every day on TV, as if I could see her through the television. So that made me laugh and smile. What do you mean by internet for all? About one third of the country doesn't have reliable access to broadband. And it's impacting communities that are lower income. It's also impacting rural communities across the country. And for people who have been working from home or kids who have been doing school from home, it's really creating a divide. So what this bill proposes is ensuring we have funding to expand access to the entire country.
Oh man, welcome into the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to get into the main event here. Great to have everyone here on Rumble, D-Live, Foxhole, Odyssey, Twitch. Oh my goodness gracious, guys, keep the gold pills flowing through. Thank you, Q Larvia, 400 gold pills, rock steady. Thank you, my friend, and share within also with the cookie. I appreciate it, my friend. I super, super appreciate it. Are you guys ready to dive into this? Now, We're going to get right into Project Veritas's video. The full video is about 7 minutes long. We're not going to do that. I'm going to play the two minute 19 second video, and we're going to dissect all of these documents that were released. If you guys live under a rock, I'm sure most of you saw this already, but we're going to watch it again because it's that important. And I was telling my Wokels fam, and I'm telling you guys, you're missing out on the Monday night private live streams. They're so much fun, and I know the people in the chats that are in there, they're absolutely loving it. We were talking about this, and we called it. We were right. Just this week, just today, we had no idea what the Project Veritas video was going to be like. James O'Keefe said he had information from a valuable insider, and it was somebody within, a man that works, for DARPA. He's a major, and he verified some documents. And what you guys are going to watch here is, I don't know what you would call it. Will anything come of this? But this is what you would call bombshell material as far as the cover-up and the people that were actually involved with creating the coronavirus and setting it up, and also not just creating it, but blocking the therapeutics that were out there that could have saved thousands upon thousands of lives. We're going to start with the... We're gonna check out and... Wise Monster, check out the Rumble chat too. We're over there as well. Hello, Rumblers. Great to see you guys over there. I'm going to play the video, and this is where we're going to start here. This was some pretty, pretty wild stuff, and this is where we're going to begin. Check it out.
Project Veritas has obtained never-before-seen military documents regarding the origins of COVID-19, gain-of-function research, vaccines, potential treatments which have been suppressed, and the government's effort to conceal all of this. Dr. Anthony Fauci has testified many times before Congress stating that the U.S. government was never involved in gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
They gained in lethality. It's a new virus. That's not gain-of-function.
According to the definition that is currently operable,
we're not going to get anywhere close to trying to prevent another lab leak of this dangerous sort of experiment. You won't admit that it's dangerous, and for that lack of judgment, I think it's time that you resign.
That assertion is based on the NIH's definition of gain of function. However, the documents we've obtained refute that. The documents in question stem from a report at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, better known as DARPA, which were hidden in a top-secret share drive. But what is DARPA? They are an agency under the U.S. Department of Defense, which facilitates research and technology with potential military applications. Project Veritas has obtained a separate report to the Inspector General of the Department of Defense, written by the U.S. Marine Corps Major Joseph Murphy, a former DARPA fellow. Major Murphy makes claims in his report to the Inspector General that, if true, could be damning to the official narrative that has been played out to the world over the past 2 years. Major Murphy's report states that EcoHealth Alliance approached DARPA in March 2018, seeking funding to conduct gain-of-function research of bat-borne coronaviruses. DARPA rejected the proposal because the work was too dangerous and could violate the gain-of-function moratorium, despite EcoHealth's position that it would not. According to the documents, the NIAID, under the direction of Dr. Fauci, did not reject the proposal. They went ahead with the research at Wuhan and several sites across the U.S.
So here's the question. If the Department of Defense, the same people who make our nuclear arsenal, felt this research was too dangerous to proceed with, why in the world did the NIH, NIAID, and EcoHealth Alliance recklessly disregard the risks involved?
Oh, boy. So, there's a lot to unpack there in just that 2 minutes. And the original video is about 7 minutes, 7 to 8 minutes long. And what we're going to see here is something amazing and something to have hope in as well. I don't get too much into hopium on this show. We kind of deal with facts here. But I want to dive into this and what this means and who this Murphy fellow was and what he exposed and everything that goes along with this. Thank you, Trick Pony, 100 Gold Pills, DK Anon with a cookie. Thank you, my friend, and grafted in. Thanks for the can. Thank you for helping to save the world with all your work and getting Foxhole up and still flying high. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. And Phantom of Freedom with a cookie. Firm Rider, out of pills. Oh, that was so kind of you, Phantom of Freedom. I appreciate that. And thank you for subscribing over on Twitch. Bammy Rose, you subscribed for 3 months over there. Thank you so much for subscribing at Tier 1. I appreciate that. What I want to go over, ladies and gentlemen, are the screenshots from the entire 7-minute video, because those are the most important pieces to all this. And what we're going to see here, they're unclassified documents from DARPA itself. And we're going to look into, it goes into the origins of the virus and our government involvement. And this is going to sting a little bit, because what have we been saying, ladies and gentlemen, all this, when our government was trying to find out the origins of this virus? For them to find the origins of this virus, not only are they going to be looking at China, but they're also, this cannot be denied, we're also going to be looking at the United States government itself. As you guys are going to see here, our government had every intention and was carrying this out just as much as China was involved as well. So to hear the a lot of these politicians, and we're going to get to the bottom of this, this is going to end up going back to Dr. Fauci. And I think it's not even just Dr. Fauci. I think he's going to end up being the fall guy. And I honestly think he's going to retire in disgrace after all this is over, as you guys are going to see here from the clips, because he just happened to be in front of the committee today, getting destroyed by Rand Paul and a bunch of other politicians. And it was not good. And you can tell Fauci is feeling the heat. He's feeling the pressure. And we're going to dive into all this. This was the first document here from Commandant of the Marine Corps Fellow, DARPA, to Inspector General. The subject was SARS-CoV-2 Origins Investigation with U.S. Government Program Undisclosed Documents Analysis. So this is proving, and this is from August 13th of 2021. These have been sitting around for a little while. And as you guys are going to see here, as you guys are going to be seeing, these documents were not meant to be found. They were supposed to be buried. They're supposed to be classified. And yet somebody made it so that these were discovered and then put out to the public by the Inspector General over at DARPA itself, which is very, very curious. Let's get into this more. SARS-CoV-2 is an American-created recombinant bat vaccine, or its precursor virus. It was created by EcoHealth Alliance Program at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, as suggested by the reporting surrounded by the lab leak hypothesis. The details of this program have been concealed since the pandemic began. These details can be found in the EcoHealth Alliance proposal response to DARPA, the preempt program broad agency announcement dated March 2018, a document not yet publicly disclosed. So what I want to, before we jump into all this, guys, just real quick, fam, the wifey's calling me. Just one second. Hold on. Okay, she's out. I think she's almost home. She's calling me here. She's not picking back up, though, of course. So we'll carry on. Thank you so much for wearing the girl with the cookie. Everyone, please welcome Beth. Welcome in, Beth. Great to have you here. So what I want to get at first, ladies and gentlemen, is that this entire thing, it was known about before it even started, before COVID was even a thing, before it was even uttered the words COVID-19. Can you close the door, buddy? Thank you. And this is where we're going to start. This was dated March 2018. And the only reason why DARPA knew about this is because EcoHealth Alliance went to DARPA first to try to get this project off its feet. And this is what DARPA said to them. DARPA rejected the proposal because the work was too close to violating the gain-of-function moratorium, despite what Peter Daszak says in the proposal that the work would not. As is known, Dr. Fauci with NIAID did not reject the proposal. The work took place at the Wuhan Institute of Virology and at several sites in the U.S. identified in detail in the proposal. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have something here that no one's brought about. Fauci knew about this. EcoHealth Alliance knew about this. And they went to DARPA to try to bring this research to them to do it themselves. And DARPA said, no, we can't do this. You want to know why? Because, one, it's super, super dangerous. You're creating these vaccines. Oh, wife's calling me again, guys. I'm sorry. Hold on. Jeez, wifey slid on ice in the truck. It's just been it's just been one of those days with driving. It's been absolutely nuts. She's okay. She's on her way here. Thank you, Fuji Cash. Welcome in. Great to have you here. So this is where it gets spicy. DARPA knew about this. They were brought this project. This research was brought to them, and they said, "No, we ain't doing this. This is too dangerous for humans. One, and on top of it, this breaks the gain of function definition that Dr. Fauci himself has denied breaking this entire time and has been called out many times for this. And they keep doing he keeps lying about it over and over again. And now we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they knew exactly what they're doing. And you know what they said? They said, fuck, we're going to go and do it in Wuhan anyways and carry it out. And that's exactly what they did. Documents continue to say the EcoHealth Alliance response to the preempt BAA is placed along with other proposal documents in the preempt folder on the DARPA Biological Technologies Office, JWICS, top secret share drive address, and it gives it there. And that's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. This was supposed to be classified, but it ended up going into this other hard drive. This other hard drive that wasn't supposed to go to, and it was left for somebody to find, and that's how this was discovered in the first place. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. But it gets spicier. It goes on to say, the documents say SARS-CoV-2 hereafter referred to as regular COVID, is a synthetic spike protein chimera engineered to attach to human ACE2 receptors and inserted into a recombinant bat SARS-CoV backbone. It is likely a live vaccine not yet engineered to a more attenuated state that the program sought to create with its final version. It leaked and spread rapidly because it was aerosolized so it could efficiently infect bats in caves, but it is not ready to infect bats yet, which is why it does not appear to infect bats. Hey, buddy, I need you to close the door, please. You're fine. The reason the disease is so confusing is because it is less a virus than it is engineered spike proteins hitchhiking a ride on SARS-CoV quasi-species swarm. The closer it is to the final live attenuated vaccine form, the more likely that it has been de-attenuating since initial escape in August 2019. This basically says, ladies and gentlemen, that the virus itself, the spike protein, and the vaccine that everyone's been taking has been almost completely worthless, if not completely worthless at this point. And everything that we were saying for the last 2 years was exactly right. And all these people can pretend that they didn't know, or they were going along with the fucking science that they keep projecting out there. But guys, the conspiracy theorists win again. We were exactly right, and now it is out in the open. They went along and went through with the research, knowing full well the dangers, into the fact that even DARPA itself didn't want anything to do with this. At least now. We're going to find out there's a lot more to DARPA and the military's involvement. So people are asking in the chat, did America make this virus? They very damn well did, But it still doesn't get China off the hook, though. It was released out in China on a leak. But the fact is, the American government helped create this thing in the first place. They're calling it a chimera spike protein engineered. This thing was created. It's not natural. There's nothing natural about it. And that's why it was so dangerous. And yet Fauci and EcoHealth Alliance and all these crazy scumbags went along with it anyways. Nurse with a cookie. Dr. Fauci sweating big time. Q is real future proofs past. How many resignations? I don't know what resignations are now, but there's going to probably be way more after this. Fans are freeing with the ship. Oops, wrong one. Thank you. Yes, priorities. Yes. Thank you, my friend. And Video Demon 204, The Shades, and Trick Pony, another 100 gold pills. Thank you so much, guys. Keep them coming in. These documents are insane. And this is probably the worst one out of the batch because it really shows the disdain. And what did we talk about on Saturday, guys, on the mystery show with the Club of Rome and their attitude and how they use the excuse of there's too many human beings on this planet. How do we save the world? We have to depopulate. And I can't help but think after reading this next section, this is definitely part of that agenda. They go on to say, ivermectin, identified as curative in April 2020, works throughout all phases of illness because it both inhibits viral replication and modulates the immune response. Of note, chloroquine phosphate or hydrochloroquine, identified April 2020 as a curative, is identified in the proposal as a SARS-CoV inhibitor as an interferon, identified May 2020 as a curative. This is sick. This tells you right here, ladies and gentlemen, what we've already known for a long time. A drug that's been around for 40 years, hydrochloroquine, I believe, has even been around longer. Nobel Peace Prizes have been attached to it. It's been used in India and other countries, and it's saving lives. And yet, what did we hear from our own media? An all-out war against all these therapeutic drugs. What is the United States Postal Service doing right now still? They are confiscating ivermectin. This is absolute genocide. And our government and parts of our military are fully behind this, as you're going to see, and this was allowed to happen. And Dr. Fauci is definitely responsible for this, but it's probably got to go even further than this. Because there is people inside of DARPA that are also trying to bury this as classified. And what you're going to see here is somebody had a conscience in there, and they said, this is too much. The documents continue. The gene-encoded or mRNA vaccines work poorly because they are synthetic replications of the already synthetic SARS-CoV spike proteins and possess no other epitopes. I'm not going to pretend to know what these things are. The mRNA instructs the cells to produce synthetic copies of the synthetic spike protein directly into the bloodstream, wherein they spread and produce the same immune storm that the recombinant vaccine does. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, I get so worked up when Trump talks about the vaccines and spreads. He himself spreads the misinformation. These vaccines are they're safe. They're effective. And it's not just Trump. It's everybody that is touting these vaccines that killed all these people. The military knew way ahead of time that this mRNA vaccine was garbage. Absolute garbage. And it goes on to say the vaccine recipient has no defense against the bloodstream entry, but their nose protests them from the recombinant spike protein, quasi-species during natural infection, better termed as aerosolized inoculation. Thank you so much, JR Meat with the Shades. Appreciate it, my friend. This is damning stuff, and our military knew about it. And remember when people were saying, oh, the military is going to be creating this new vaccine. It doesn't have the spike proteins. It doesn't have any of that stuff. It's a soccer ball protein molecule. And I was like, why is anyone excited about this? You guys understand? Military knew about this. They knew about it, and they still kept their mouths shut. And thousands upon thousands of people have died already. And it's like, why would anyone sign up for a military jab? It doesn't make sense. It's asinine. And it goes on, I will inevitably be asked how I figured this out and how I discovered these documents. The pandemic response became the predominant focus of my fellowship efforts. DARPA worked a number of pandemic innovations, and much of its team was familiar with biodefense. I had the opportunity to, quote, sit in the back row, per se, and observe and listen in on the government's efforts. My obligation, light fellowship, also allowed me to observe and read the field. This observation grew in scope to the point that it became a series of reports like a military scout would prepare when tasked to investigate a problem. This man here is a patriot, ladies and gentlemen. He is a patriot. He decided to sit in on these meetings, and he was making his own reports on the side because what he was observing was horrific, and he could not believe what he was seeing. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And it goes on to say, and it's a technological challenge as difficult as inoculating bats in China would be tried at DARPA first. The massive, quote, Manhattan Project level of information suppression executed by the government and the Trusted News Initiative indicates that it would be covered up if something bad happened. And something did. Something definitely bad happened. It was leaked from the Wuhan lab. So those early plans to cover this up if things went bad and went south with this, and that's exactly what happened. The lab leak hypothesis and squabbling between Senator Paul and Dr. Fauci indicated that the cover-up was more localized. Further, an actual cover-up would be more disciplined with its paperwork, so I presumed the unclassified files would be concealed in a higher network and found them where I expected them to be. I understood what they were, and their content pushed the files off-site and compiled this report. So this Murphy guy from DARPA felt so compelled when he came across these documents. He had this report, and he went to Project Veritas with it. And this is why I want to say, guys, the whole military in control, the whole black hat and white hat stuff, I've gotten away from it because the thing is, this world is not black and white. It's gray as fuck. And I've said that many times in this show. And a lot of us, myself included, think the FBI is totally corrupt. The government's corrupt. But every once in a while, we get reminded that not everybody in government, not everybody in the military, and I'm not talking about soldiers. I'm talking about people that hold high powered positions. There are good people still that want to protect the United States and protect the American people. And that's exactly, this is an example of that. This man didn't have to do that. He could have kept this quiet. He didn't have to go to anybody. But of all places, though, ladies and gentlemen, of all places, Project Veritas got it. It's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And really, guys, as far as this information, it's nothing new that we haven't known. It's nothing new that we haven't known. It just confirms everything we've been saying for the last 2 years. And it feels so good to be right on the right side of this. To Alo Rider with the Shades, thank you so much, my friend. And Piss Van Tingle the Cookie, here's a shit cookie. Please send it to Fauci. I want him to eat it. No problem, my friend. No problem. So all these documents came out, and it just so, and I'm telling you, Project Veritas, they picked these video releases to coincide with events actually happening in the world. We just so happened today, Dr. Fauci had to sit in front of senators today and take questions, and we're going to get to some of these clips here. This was the senator from Kansas who I haven't really seen him do any kind of clips really until today. And he challenges Fauci, and we're going to play a couple videos of Fauci here because he gets really, really angry, gets really upset, and he gets super defensive. Dwayne Cates, welcome in. Dr. Charles Lieber was paid for undefined problem. We're going to get into Charles Lieber in just a little bit, Dwayne. Great to have you here, my friend. We're going to play a clip here of the Kansas senator that brings up DARPA to Anthony Fauci. And this was the exchange.
You have an annual salary in 2020.
Oh, no, this is a different clip. This is the same senator challenging Anthony Fauci on his pay, on his financial disclosures. We can start here too. This is okay. The whole entire point why I'm showing you guys this is because Fauci is starting to cave. He's starting to feel the pressure, and I have a feeling. This man is going to. He is going to retire in disgrace and to get out of the public light because he you can tell. I don't think he can take much more of this. And here we go.
You have an annual salary in 2020 was $434,000. You oversee over $5 billion in federal research grants. As the highest paid employee in the entire federal government, yes or no, would you be willing to submit to Congress and the public a financial disclosure that includes your past and current investments? After all, your colleague, Dr. Walensky, and every member of Congress submits a financial disclosure that includes their investments.
I don't understand why you're asking me that question. My financial disclosure is public knowledge and has been so for the last 37 years or so, 35 years that I've been director.
The big tech giants are doing an incredible job of keeping it from being public. We'll continue to look for it. Where would we find it?
All you have to do is ask for it. You're so misinformed. It's extraordinary.
Why am I misinformed? This is a huge issue. Wouldn't you agree with me that you have you see things before members of Congress would see them, so that there's an air of appearance that maybe some shenanigans are going on? You know, I don't think that's. I assume that that's
Senator,
not the case.
What are you talking
it's
about?
Not the case.
My financial disclosures are public knowledge. And have been so. You are getting amazingly wrong information.
How mad he gets.
So, I cannot find him. Our office cannot find him. Where would they be if they're public knowledge? Where?
It is totally accessible to you if you want it.
For the public. Is it accessible to the public?
Okay. To the public.
Great. We look
Senator
forward
Marshall,
to reviewing it.
Totally incorrect.
Well, we look
Marshall,
forward to reviewing it.
Senator Marshall, Dr. Fauci has answered you. It is public information, and he's happy.
And always the Democratic Karens come in and have to swoop in and save them. This happens all the time. And you know what? I normally don't play these clips because they end up amounting to nothing, but I love watching Fauci get angry and pissed off. And I love that these senators are getting underneath his skin, and it's going to get even better. Anyone with a can, World Economic Forum, Soros, Schwab, Gates, Dash, Fauci, coordinated cover-up, they are all in on this, absolutely. And paint it red with a can, fuck Fauci, 100%. Now, this other exchange that we have here is of Rand Paul going after Fauci. And again, these things, they don't get old. They don't get old. And actually, before that, let's get to the DARPA one from Roger Marshall, the senator from Kansas, bringing up the fact that DARPA was involved in the Project Veritas. And again, Fauci gets super angry, gets super pissed, calls it misinformation. And this is that exchange.
The same proposal rejected by DARPA for gain of function potential was not rejected, but by NIAID under your leadership. You funded Project Diffuse and its research that took place at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Why did you tell the committee that your agency has never funded gain-of-function research? Why did your agency award this grant despite it being rejected by DARPA due to its concerns about violating the moratorium that was in place? And finally, will you commit today to release all records fully unredacted by the end of this week so Congress and the American people can know the truth about NIH's role and the origins of COVID-19? Okay.
So, again, Senator, it really pains me to have to just point out to the American public how absolutely incorrect you are. What came out last night on Project Veritas was a grant that was submitted to DARPA. Then it distorted and said, we funded the grant. We have never seen that grant, and we have never funded that grant. So, once again, you are completely and unequivocally incorrect. When you joined the DARPA proposal was a grant that we never saw and we did not fund. So you are incorrect.
Our social media will have all the supporting documents and we'll be supporting these
Senator,
to the record as well.
You're backing down on this? Why don't we go and look at the Veritas statement? They were talking about a grant that was submitted to DARPA.
Are you saying this was not? Are you saying that this was viral gain of function research?
I'm telling you that you're saying.
Are you saying that this was not viral gain of function research?
By the definition that you are very well aware.
Which your P3CO definition is just a legalese to get away that allows you to do the viral gain of function studies.
Senator Marshall, if you'll please allow the witness to respond.
Look at his handshake.
We know, and the misinformation, that the guide rails what can be done or not were not established by me. They were established by a three-year process led by the Office of Science and Technology Policy of the White House.
And decided by you in a secret meeting at the White House in December of 2019.
Senator, that is incorrect. And this refers
everything's
exactly
a lie, apparently, Fauci.
To what I was talking about in
everything's,
response
everything's misinformation.
To Senator Rand Paul. You are incorrect completely, and every time I try
you
to explain...
You keep saying you're incorrect, but the facts are on my side. So why will you not commit to sharing everything open, unredacted with this Congress?
So.
And that's the theme of this entire hearing, fam. I was gonna live stream, but I decided against it. I was like, you know what? I won't do that, everybody. Fujikai, I hope Oakside sponsors some execution. I am more than ready. My goodness, Fuji, we'll get to that a little bit. Loop Duo with the Shades, thank you. Texas Bear 77 with a cookie. Liam's Money Chest, take care of little buddy. And thank you so much over on Twitch to Trappy 513 for subscribing over on Twitch for 6 months. Thank you so much. I super appreciate that, my friend. Thank you. Anytime Fauci is questioned, and anything that's a legit question, it's a yes or no, did you do this? He calls it an attack on him. Remember, the man said himself, he is science. And if you question science, you are questioning his godlike status. And that's exactly what he was doing. He was playing the victim. And he plays the victim every single time he comes in front of these people. Man, a nice fat check of $400,000+ to kill hundreds of thousands of people. Man, oh man, what a job that is. What a job that is. What you're going to see next, ladies and gentlemen, prison's not enough for this fuck. Prison's not enough for him. And I'll leave it at that. You guys know where that's going. This was the exchange between him and Rand Paul. This is, and you can tell, Rand Paul, these two men despise each other. And for good reason. And what you're going to see here is the culmination of Fauci being shaken so bad. I haven't seen him shake this bad before. You can see his hand shaking. He's not doing that because he's right. He's doing that because he knows he's been got. And he even brings up Project Veritas and calls that misinformation. This is that exchange.
This happens all the time. You personally attack me, and with absolutely not a shred of evidence of anything you say. So I would like to make something clear to the committee. He's doing this for political reasons. What you need to do is he said in front of this committee.
You think your takedown of three prominent epidemiologists was not political?
You don't want me to finish because you know what I'm going to say.
That was the question.
Senator,
were you political in taking down these three
point,
prominent epidemiologists?
Senator Paul, if you would please, I'm going to allow Dr. Fauci to respond. We have a number of senators who would like to ask questions, and I would like him to be able to respond. Please do so.
So the last time we had a committee or the time before, he was accusing me of being responsible for the death of 4 to 5 million people, which is really irresponsible. And I say, why is he doing that? There are two reasons why that's really bad. The first is it distracts from what we're all trying to do here today, is get our arms around the epidemic and the pandemic that we're dealing with, not something imaginary. Number two.
Oh, it's imaginary.
What happens when he gets out and accuses me of things that are completely untrue is that all of a sudden that kindles the crazies out there, and I have life that threats upon my life, harassment of my family and my children with obscene phone calls because people are lying about me. Now, you know, I guess you could say, well, that's the way it goes.
His face.
The hit. Well, it makes a difference. Because as some of you may know, just about 3 or 4 weeks ago on December 21st, a person was arrested who was on their way from Sacramento to Washington, D.C. at a speed stop in
Iowa. Give me the violin.
And the police asked him where he was going, and he was going to Washington, D.C. to kill Dr. Fauci. And they found in his car an AR-15 and multiple magazines of ammunition because he thinks that maybe I'm killing people. So I ask myself, why would Senator want to do this? So go to Rand Paul website and you see Fire Dr. Fauci with a little box that says, contribute here. You can do $5, $10, $20,
$100.
So you are making a catastrophic epidemic for your political gain. So the
you
only
have
thing
politically the only attacked thing your can, colleagues and in a politically reprehensible
the
way
only thing
attacked
that I
their reputations.
Okay,
you won't defend it.
No,
you won't argue it.
I'm
You'll just
sorry,
simply
that
turn around the
to
attack.
We're going to continue this hearing. We have a number of questions from
just
other senators.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was just the first round. So you guys get exactly the sense of how this was going. And the sad part is Rand Paul brought up the fact that when that crazy shooter shot Scalise and shot out the Republicans, he was a crazed Bernie supporter. And Rand Paul was like, listen, I was 20 feet away. I was super close to the guy that got shot in the knee. I could have easily have died. And he's like, you know what happened? He's like, not one Republican came out and said, well, this is Bernie Sanders' fault because the guy supported Bernie Sanders. Absolutely torched Fauci. And he decided to go instead of just answering the questions, because if anyone that asks him a legitimate question, it's an attack, and it triggers the crazies, and they get their AR-15s and they want to show up to Dr. Fauci's office and try to kill him. It's absolutely nonsense. Just answer the question. He knows he's been got, and you don't act like this unless that's exactly what's been going on here. It's super, super pathetic, and it's just really, really funny to watch. Anyone in with a cookie, what the fuck, private secret meeting at the White House in 2019? Yes, my friend, and much more than that. Shonen on the cookie, great to see you, bro. Working and lurking, great to see you, Shonen. Thanks for the cookie, my friend.
Cookie!
This was a video of Fauci found in a mall behind the White House.
Hey, America. Ladies want to get jabbed? Touch my needle.
It's really sick. It's really, really sick. And it gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. What I want to bring in, we're going to get back into DARPA here in just a moment, because there's a lot here. And it's not just the fact that this was covered up, that Fauci and Eco Alliance decided to go ahead and do this anyways. The other big reason why he wanted to go do this, despite he doesn't give a shit about all the people, the thousands and thousands of people he killed, not just, think about the millions that he's killed just back with the AIDS pandemic and everything else leading up till now. The amount of blood, the amount of bodies on this man's hand. The whole other point to this was to line his pockets. And we saw what he gets paid from the government, but he gets paid in many other ways than just that. And another senator here brings up the fact, he asked him a question. He's like, we know what ivermectin is. We know what these therapeutics are. Why was it such an onslaught to fight this when there's basic science that even my constituents can find that backed this up when other countries like India are using it? And I'm going to show you the medicine that Fauci created that he is part of to help line his pockets. And you guys are not going to be surprised.
When it comes to COVID, but I would say this, you know, the fear mongering on the left is, and I'm going to give you a couple questions here about this, has made the matters much worse. Dr. Fauci, I just want to ask you this for my constituents back in Alabama. Ivermectin, 40-year drug. Now, my constituents read this. They hear about it and all this. 40-year drug. They call it a wonder drug. It's about a nickel a tablet. It's done wonders, supposedly, in India and several other places. And then you have this new antiviral pill that we're coming out. And my constituents saying, this thing's going to cost $500, $600, $700 each. Could you give me a rundown on between the difference in those two, what you think about them? Get it on record here so I can tell my people back home, this is what Dr. Fauci says.
Yeah. So Paxlovid, the drug from Pfizer, has shown in a randomized placebo-controlled trial to be highly effective to the point of 89%, almost 90%.
What's it called?
Paxlovid.
Okay.
It's made by Pfizer.
Paxlovid, made by Pfizer. I want to give a shout out to Tommy because I have never heard of this. I'd never heard of this medicine before until today. And again, he's like, it's a nickel per tablet. Worked wonders in other countries. Hot Rod's in the house. Hey, Hot Rod, we haven't seen you in a while. Everybody in the chat, say hi to Hot Rod in the foxhole. Love you, brother. Thanks for the cookie. Good Lord, I really hate Fauci. What up, fam? Great to see Hot Rod in the chat. Love you, dude. Phantom Freedom of the Can, the weight of the world is on his shitty head. It absolutely is. So he brings up this, he brings up this new medicine. And it's like, he says it's $500, $600, $700, $800 per dose compared to a nickel for ivermectin, right? This is what Paxlovid is. And actually, I'm going to refresh this because there's something that pops up. I wonder if it's going to pop up again. Okay. It didn't pop up, but that's okay. I'm going to read this. Again, fam, this was all under authorized for emergency use. Emergency use authorization. Well, it's been the precursor for all these big pharma gains as far as billions of dollars. Paxlovid has not been approved, but has been authorized for emergency use by the FDA under an EUA for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 in adults and pediatric patients 12 years of age and older weighing at least 40 kilograms with positive results of direct SARS-CoV viral testing and who are at high risk for progression to severe COVID-19. And again, it's only authorized the declaration that that circumstances exist justifying the authorization of this. And what I wanted to show you was the pop-up. It didn't work under here, unfortunately. It literally says the results of this have not, the side effects, the results of this have not been determined if they're completely safe. They actually say this on the site. And the thing is, fam, you always have to remember, none of these vaccines, none of these medications are on television. Because they legally cannot put these on television because they don't know the side effects and they can't disclose these things. He went after ivermectin. They went after HCQ. Postal Service is confiscating ivermectin tablets all over the country. I believe they're still doing it. This was one gigantic money grab to push, what was the other one? Remdesivir? That killed so many people, took out people's kidneys, and had a high chance of killing them, and yet he calls it safe and effective. And if you guys didn't see, this is Pfizer's website itself saying the same thing. Let me see if this says it right here. Right here. This is what I was looking for. Paxlovid is investigational because it's still being studied. There is limited information about the safety and effectiveness of using Paxlovid to treat people with mild to moderate COVID-19. That's what I was looking for right there. What this comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, they could not allow HCQ and ivermectin to help save people. Because they would not be justified in pushing the EAU to get these jabs on the market. That's what this comes down to. It's sick. And this is Fauci after he left the hearing. This is what he's had to say to the reporters.
Precious.
That's exactly what this was about. So as the Project Veritas video was circulating, this was trending yesterday on Twitter. Number one, politics, hashtag expose Fauci, trending with DARPA and Veritas. Twitter nuked Project Veritas a while ago, but yet they still have the numbers to circumvent their algorithms and still make it trend to the top, which I absolutely love. Hot Rod with the ship. These people are scumbags. 100%, my friend. 100%. And it gets worse here because I want to get back into DARPA real quick. This comes directly from the DARPA website. Remove this is, I want you guys to look at the date here. February 6, 2017. Removing the viral threat, 2 months to stop pandemic X from taking hold, DARPA aims to develop an integrated end-to-end platform that uses nucleic acid sequences to halt the spread of viral infections in 60 days or less. 60 days to stop a pandemic. Man, we've heard that a lot over the last 2 years, haven't we, fam? It goes on to say, over the last past several years, DARPA-funded researchers have pioneered RNA vaccine tech, a medical countermeasure against infectious disease that uses coded genetic constructs to stimulate production of viral proteins in the body, which in turn can trigger a protective antibody response. As a follow-on effort, DARPA funded research into genetic constructs that can directly stimulate production of antibodies in the body. DARPA is now launching the Pandemic Prevention Platform program aimed at developing that foundational work into an entire system capable of halting the spread of any viral disease outbreak before it can take effect. DARPA was already planning on doing this. They were already making technology. They were getting prepared for this already. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, did you guys remember this email? I just wanted to throw this in there for context. From Adam Gartner to Fauci. Subject was coronavirus bioweapon production method. Hello, Anthony. Next sentence says, this is how the virus was created. And yet this scumbag pretends that he doesn't know. Doesn't know the origin. Has no idea. He has good guesses, but doesn't know. Right, guys, remember this? I remember this. I just wanted to remind people of that. But this is where it gets really interesting. Everyone, we've been taught, we did a bunch of episodes about Charles Lieber, right? The Harvard scientist that is now convicted by the DOJ for trying to sneak vials of whatever out of the country, working with the CCP, getting lots of payoffs from the CCP to pretty much transfer intelligence, transfer research. And the thing is, what I'm going to show you guys, this connects all of it. And the thing is, I don't want people to think DARPA is out of the water on all this because they're not. This is a screenshot from the Lieber Research Group, and you guys can read, right? The big red circle. Look who is one of the sponsors of the Lieber Research Group. That's interesting. Oh, look, we have Defense Advanced Research Projects and Agency, aka DARPA itself. It's amazing. So we have the connections here. This was also in the documents from Project Veritas saying that this research was being worked on in multiple locations. Some of these locations are still not known, but I can tell you for a fact, the colleges and universities within the United States were helping create this thing. And they worked, getting CCP money, also working with our military, DARPA itself. Think about the ramifications of this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm thinking about this because remember where everyone, even Trump, was screaming, we need reparations from China. I'm thinking about that now, how stupid that sounds. I'm just like, if I'm China right now, I am going on full propaganda war. Not that they haven't already done this already. I'm going full propaganda war, blaming the United States for all of this. All of it, if I'm China. Going after America. America was the one that created this, and we'll leave it at that. Of course, they're not going to blame themselves. They've been covering it up since this all started. We all know it leaked out there. But how can we go after China when our government, politicians, whoever else was involved with this, military, was also creating all this stuff? Anyways, was doing it for a long time, and the man Fauci helped fund the lab in Wuhan itself. This is why I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, if they really wanted to find the origins of this, the finger would end up coming back to our own government. And again, you have to think about this. DARPA is funded by taxpayer money. We all pay for them. And guess what? They killed us. They were a part of it. They killed their own people. Our government killed their own people. They hid the therapeutics. waged a full-out propaganda war that's still raging on right now with Omicron and everything else, all the variants. The vaccines they knew were garbage. And yet, for a lot of people still, they can't have their jobs. They can't carry on life. There's people still wearing masks, sometimes double masks if they're really cucked out. What has to happen, ladies and gentlemen? What has to happen to make these people accountable at this point? Because I don't know what it's going to take. Deneen in the Shades. Hello, Oak fam. Paxlovid has been said it's poisoned by other professionals. I'm sure it is, Deneen. I wouldn't take shit from that man. Anything that Dr. Fauci has to recommend. And the problem is, thank you, Wake Normie, for the Rumble rant. Hanging in is too good for Fauci. I think he needs about 100 vaccine shots. Thank you, Scott. Thank you. Thanks, Wise Mob Bear, for giving the heads up over there. Thank you for that Rumble rant, Awake Normie. I appreciate it over on Rumble. It's really, really sick. But fam, this is why I'm saying with DARPA, they're not off the hook, because this was planned a while ago. And I'm pretty sure, I'm almost positive. I didn't fact check myself on this, but I saw out there before. Obama was responsible for pretty much allowing the gain of function research to continue on as it is now. He unlocked it. And this is from the DARPA website. DARPA advancing mRNA therapies and vaccines for biodefense. And ladies and gentlemen, look at this. October of 2013, there you go. DARPA awarded Moderna up to approximately $25 million to research and develop potential mRNA medicines as a part of DARPA's autonomous diagnostics to enable prevention and therapeutics. Wow. DARPA gave $25 million to Moderna. Interesting. Which is focused on assisting with the development of technologies to rapidly identify and respond to threats posed by natural. Oh, and engineer diseases and toxins. Dwayne Cade says, I think the DOJ is going to be left out of our solution. DOJ doesn't adjudicate crimes against humanity. I agree, my friend. I don't know what it's going to take at this point. I don't know what it's going to take. But I can see right here, DARPA was giving money to Moderna back in 2013. And it wasn't just Moderna. From FiercePharma.com, Pentagon tasked Pfizer with radically rethinking vaccine development. Vaccines have basically worked the same way for decades. A pathogen, antigen, and they go into that. And the Pentagon thinks, I'm right here, there might be a better way of doing things, and it has tasked Pfizer with investigating its hunch. And look at this, fam. Not only did they give Moderna $25 million, they gave Pfizer a three-year contract, also in 2013, $7.7 million. Details of the research are scarce, but what DARPA has revealed implies it wants to cut response times to pandemic and bioterrorism threats by eliminating several of the steps currently needed to confer immunity. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why I'm saying our own government, parts of our own military are out here killing us. Killing us. They gave money to Big Pharma ahead of time for mRNA tech. It's all connected. All of it's connected. Belushi the Shades, Derp. What's up, Belushi? It's all connected. And thank God that there's some good people out there. That there's some good people out there that had the conscience enough to come out and drop these, because at least I don't know if it'll change anything. Thank God for Project Veritas. I'll take transparency any day, whether it does anything or not. Does it lock these people up? Do they deserve the death penalty? When Fauci and anyone responsible for this, they have killed our family members. They have killed our own countrymen. What else has to be done? What else do people need to know at this point? And what I want to play now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if I'll play the whole thing, but I'm going to play this video. This is from the War Room with Steve Bannon and Dr. Malone talking about the significance of these documents and why it's so important these came out. I'm not sure how much of this will play, but I'll play enough of it for you guys to get the point. Here we go.
the concept of mass formation psychosis came up. Thing went totally viral. A lot of that, though, as this audience knows, is stuff that Dr. Malone has talked about on the show for a year and a half since the spring of 2020. But people, the Rogan audience was thirsty for it, had not heard that information, particularly with no... I want to go to back to Dr. Malone. But Dr. Malone, we're going to get Desmond on. We're going to spend this week going through this mass formation of psychosis talked about on vaccines. I want to just go to China for a second while I have you.
This is not the clip that I was thinking of, and that's okay. That's okay. It's totally all right. Basically, he's saying it's bombshell. He totally backs up. He said he read what Murphy, the major that exposed all this, said everything in the language, legit. Because a lot of people were saying, oh, it's Project Veritas. It's all made up. Anyone can have made these documents up. Malone confirmed. He's like, these look as legit as anything I've ever seen. And they're real. They're absolutely real. So, fam, days like this are weird because I don't know what's going to happen to these people. I don't know if they're ever going to be held accountable because I know the people, the patriots, the people that love this country, they want accountability. And, you know, I'm almost to the point where I'm thinking like none of these politicians are going to save this, are going to fix this. And I'm all about the red wave coming in. I'm all about the, taking the House back, taking the Senate back, because Rand Paul came out today and said he vows if they take control of everything, they're going to get to the bottom of this. I'm just like, I hope so. Dwayne Cade says, Kennedy's book and these DARPA docs are going to be used for Nuremberg 2.0. A lot of people have been saying that, my friend. We shall see. I have hope, man, but I won't believe it till I see it. Cautious of the cookie, freshly packed bowl, bubble pass. Thanks, my friend. Hot Rod, somebody with a shit brother. There are far more good people in the world than evil. Unfortunately, evil and loud. And it got cut off. I agree. And I try not to focus on these negative cuck bags because there are good people in our government, good people in our military. This has nothing to do with the soldiers. I love and appreciate all the soldiers. They are the cream of the crop, in my opinion, of our society. They put more on the line than most people do to protect us. Nurse with a cookie man takes prostitute to dinner and gives her peas, and she gives him her peas. All right. Thanks, nurse. I appreciate that. Anyone with a cookie, who the hell investigates our military since the DOJ / AG is corrupt? I don't know, my friend. I don't know. But the other thing I want to get into, fam, as we get to the closer to the end of the show here, is, again, more hope of hopefully real people, real politicians that are going to actually step up and do something. The news came out that Joe Biden was supposed to meet up with Stacey Abrams today down in Georgia. And this is hilarious. From the Western Journal, Biden receives an incredible snub from Stacey Abrams on his much-hyped Georgia trip. Man, I can never get over that that runway gap between that woman's teeth. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were visiting Atlanta on Tuesday. Speak about voting rights, a.k.a. we want to shore up elections and make sure Democrats steal every election going forward. Many prominent leaders, officials will be present. Family members of the Martin Luther King Jr. were there. But it looked like Stacey Abrams, who, again, is announcing her second gubernatorial campaign, said that she would not be able to be present at the event in Atlanta due to a scheduling conflict, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported. My goodness gracious. You don't get much more snubbed than that. It wasn't. You don't have a scheduling conflict with the fake president, even if it's the real president, the fake president of the United States. She does not want to be seen on a stage with that man because all that's going to do, she knows, the Democrats know. This is why Kamala Harris keeps so far away from him. They are keeping away from him because they know we cannot have Joe Biden anywhere near us. It's probably going to hurt. It's going to hurt our chances of winning anything because we're already, the people are not behind us already, and it's going to be a bloodbath. This was just a little scene here. of Kamala and Joe walking down the sidewalk in Atlanta. And again, Grandpa came out today and echoed that sentiment. Everything's good with me and Abrams. We're good. We're all okay. Scheduling conflict.
I spoke to Stacey this morning for their great relationship. We got our scheduling mixed up. I talked with her at length this morning. We're all on the same page, and everything's fine.
We're all on the same page. It's all going to be fine. We're all fine. It's all good, ladies and gentlemen. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. We're all good. Stacey Abrams said fuck you to Joe Biden today. That's what he said. And Donald Trump even put out a statement in regards to this today because everyone knows. This is Trump's statement today. Stacey Abrams helped Biden steal the 2020 election. Remember, we saw the suitcases. Stacey Abrams helped Biden steal the 2020 election in Georgia, but now she won't even share a stage with Joe. Stacey knows that Biden actually lost big in Georgia and in the 2020 presidential election as a whole, and he's been so terrible she now wants nothing to do with him, even though woke radical left realizes that Joe Biden's administration is an embarrassment. She's certainly on the same page as Joe Biden, right? I think she's on the same page of fuck Joe Biden. That's what page she's on. And Daddy Crab, thanks for the cookie, man. I appreciate it. You rock, Scott. Thank you, my friend. And let's just add the cherry to the top of this beautiful ice cream that is the sinking Titanic ship that is the Biden administration from the Hill. Manchin doubles down on filibuster ahead of Biden's speech. Fam, I'm not even going to play the clips from Biden because I despise him, and I know you guys cringe so hard. But Manchin doubled down Tuesday to support for the filibuster as President Biden heads to Georgia to publicly push for changes. We need some good rule changes to make the place work better, but getting rid of the filibuster doesn't make it work better. And fam, the thing about this is the only way Biden is going to get anywhere at this point is if they do get rid of the filibuster. And again, do not consider Joe Manchin a friend of any one of ours. Of any one of ours. But I do appreciate that he's at least based enough to see through this shit and pretty much say, we ain't getting rid of the filibuster. I won't allow it. Biden has nothing, guys. Nothing at this point. His own party is rejecting him. His own party. And what's even more funny, that's not even funny. This is disgusting. I wanted to throw this in here for the end of the show. The United States is announcing a new contribution of more than $308 million more dollars in humanitarian assistance for the people of Afghanistan. This brings total U.S. humanitarian aid in Afghanistan to nearly $782 million since October. The 400 and something, I think it was like $474 million dollars. We already sent the Afghanistan people on top of the billions of equipment we left over there. Let's send them another $308 million. And fam, there was a recent video of them in a party. There was a party. And we got General Woke Bitch Millie and a bunch of them celebrating Afghanistan. All this millions and millions of dollars that our government just gave them. Here was a video of it. Here it is. We get that bass thumping, people jumping all over the world. We got them speakers pumping, clear me trumpet for the woman with curves. Got that freak flow, freak. Isn't it great? Welcome to the service, let the leaders lead. Preachers preach, welcome to the service. Isn't that great, ladies and gentlemen? Dwayne says, what, gifting them a modern military wasn't enough? No, well, obviously not. We need to give them more. We need to give these people more. And something I just want to throw in here, guys, before we get the leftovers of Nancy Pelosi, because I want to drag her before the end of the show. Jesse Kelly says, man, the cope is going to be something to behold as the liars slowly but surely reveal to the suckers how hard they got played. CEO straight up saying to the camera, two shots don't do much, if anything. Yikes. He's referring to Jesse Kelly here is saying that he has audio and video evidence of the CEO of Pfizer saying the two shots don't do much, if anything. And he posted this on Twitter, and Twitter did their bullshit. This is what they did as soon as the new CEO of Twitter took over, claiming copyright. This media has been disabled in response to report by the copyright owner, aka we're going to silence anyone that exposes these corrupt monsters. And he says, oh, I see you now, Twitter. Not to worry. My radio staff already has the clip. The TV, too. Now that I know you want it censored, I think I'll play it several times on both shows today. Thanks for the heads up. And I'm going to look for this clip because I want to see it myself. I want to see it myself and hear it myself. And the last thing, ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring up here, let's have a little bit of fun. It's been a great show. Thank you all so much for hanging on me today. Thank you all so much for the amazing donations, guys. Keep it coming up over on Fox. And the more donations you guys throw in, the bigger that lotto ticket is, and the more gold pills you guys win as well. Again, 25% of those gold pills go back into this amazing platform that my friends and I have created. And again, Dwayne, if you got your in your brother's ear, we would love to have Brian, your brother, on this platform to stream. There are fans all over the place in this platform, and he would be loved. If I can get his email, I would love to at least email him and see if he's interested. It's just another place to stream. It's a Patriot platform, and he'll be loved and adored here. I can promise you that. This is Nancy Pelosi. I don't know what happened to her eyebrows, guys. Look at this monstrosity.
What the Republicans are doing across the country is really a legislative continuation of what they did on January 6th, which is to undermine our democracy, to undermine the integrity of our elections, undermine the voting power, which is the essence of a democracy.
What are these things? What are these things? It looked like the wind blew and her face got scrunched up to her forehead. No, those are real. And the internet went crazy with it. Damn it, Jana over on Twitter said, behind the scenes footage released from Nancy Pelosi's interview. So damn good. And this is even better. Oh my, is this Michael Jack? There it is. There's Nancy Jackson. Holy shit. It just keeps getting better. And fam, I want to end the show on a positive note from one of my favorite all-time movies. To remember, we are in some dark times, but again, these are just cycles and cycles of history, and we are just, you know, I never say this is misfortunate. I am so thankful and grateful that we are in this time because, you know, we've had a lot of peace. We've had good times, but every once in a while, we have to be reminded how fragile and how important what we have in this country and our values and our privileges and our constitution and our freedoms, and just seeing how easily they were chipped away. Sometimes I think us as a society need to be reminded why we are the greatest country in the world. And sometimes we have to go through these evil times to remember. We don't ask for this, but when it's there, we need to carry on the torch and keep fighting. And this is from Lord of the Rings, and I absolutely love this this little clip here.
I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened.
So do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us. There are other forces at work in this world, Frodo, besides the will of evil. Bilbo was meant to find the ring, in which case you also were meant to. And that is an encouraging thought.
There are other forces at work here besides just the ones that are evil. And me, myself, I need to be reminded of that sometimes. Guys, with all this being exposed, I want these people to be held accountable, and I believe they will in some regard. I just don't know the extent of it. And I hope it's painful. and long-lasting. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. Miss Brandy J, throw me a cookie. I appreciate it. What a show today. Absolutely amazing. Amazing show. Show numbers were great. This was just the first show, fam, on a Tuesday. And guys, if you appreciate my work, you love my work, I implore you to go over to my wokefam.locals.com. Check out this amazing page. This is for monthly subscribers. This is a fantastic way to support my work financially. We have 44 members. We need six more, fam, six more to hit our 50-person goal. And we can up our live streams from 5 to 10 a month. Instead of 30 minutes each, they can then be an hour. It's super cheap. It's $10 a month. You get an extra live stream out of me every Monday night. You get a private chat with me that you have access to me at any time. And I'm going to be adding more perks to this as the weeks and months go on. There's the stream we did last night. It's a chill, laid-back environment. The fan that's in the chats absolutely love it. We get real. We tell personal stories. It's amazing. You guys will not be disappointed. It's at wokefam.locals.com. The mods are dropping those links. Sign up. It's a really awesome way of supporting this show. It's going to go a long way, fam. And without you guys, your support, I would not be able to do this as a full time. I don't consider this a job. I consider this my passion. I love doing this. I spend a lot of time getting these shows together during the day. And I get an hour and a half to present it. And that's my shot for the day. And I get to hang out with all of you, my mods. And we just keep building this online community. I just love doing it. It's such a good time. 17's coming for you. Thanks so much for the ship, my friend. Love you, brother. Keep kicking ass and fuck Fauci and fuck Biden. OH Patriot with a can. Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much. And remember, fam, we're going to be doing our regular show. It's Tuesday through Friday. And then Saturdays are going to be my deep dive days into deep dive nights into not anything news. It can be anything. And this Saturday is going to be a Trump rally. So we're going to be having a Trump rally show, which is always fun. We'll have a panel. And we'll be having a good time here with the other Foxhole content creators. And we'll be listening to Trump. We'll be commentating and then analyzing afterwards. So thank you, guys. Thank you over on Rumble for the Rumble rants as well. We appreciate that. And I don't think we got anything on Cash App. I just want to make sure. I think the wife sent anything. Nothing on the Cash App as far as I know. But if I did, I will make sure I get to it tomorrow and give you the shout out. FujiCast is too drunk to put on makeup straight. All right. FujiCast is always a firecracker in the chat. We appreciate her. All right, fam. 15,000 gold pills in the pot. Get your scratch offs. There you go. Sure, we didn't miss anything over here. And again, Awake Normie over on Rumble. Thank you so much for that awesome Rumble rant over on Rumble. You guys can donate on Rumble. I just don't know if it's user friendly or just nobody donates over there, or they just don't know. But either way, it's fine. Appreciate everything we can get. Wow, Spaz, 16 gold pills. Good for you, friend. So you guys over on Foxhole, you guys can listen, you can donate, you can hang out with the best online family. And you can also get money back on the streams. It's a great feature. Free account. Patriot platform. Run by me and my friends. We will never get censored on there. We'll never get taken down. We own it. It's ours. And it's amazing. Oh, and look at this. We got little baby Odin.
Hey, buddy. You got to hang out all morning today. I know.
You got adjusted. You got adjusted today. You had a long day. Yes, you did.
Little dude. Ready to dance? I know you can't hear the music. All right. Well, fam, that is the show tonight. Thank you all so much. Yes, wifey is home safe after almost dying on ice, apparently getting lost. So very thankful. I almost got into a bad car accident today, too. So we're going to try to keep lay low a little bit. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Eastern for another edition of Woke Societies. And whatever the clown world brings us, we'll be covering it, making fun of it, dragging these clowns and traitors through the mud, and continue to bring the truth out and its disclosure as much as possible. Follow me on Twitch, DLive, Rumble, Gab, Telegram, all those places, and all that good stuff. And remember, stay safe, stay strong, and stay woke. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good night.